Been a great show today. Grab the podcast after the show. Missed any of it.
What was your favourite bit?
George Greig and I really enjoyed listening to him. Oh, Mixco Fund Me as well.
Thank you.
That was huge.
Challenge
Clown
okay, I suppose. Then you, your bachelor.
You're a bit needy. Why do you have to have affirmations?
Just like, don't you trust breaking your over the coals and taking a little trip down memory lane like we do in Week in Review.
We started the week with a bombshell out of the Bachelor Mansion.
One girl actually had an STD when she entered the mansion.
Wow.
She was pretty vocal about it, apparently. And soon enough, all the girls in the house were talking about her having gonorrhea.
There hasn't been a case of gonorrhea since 1862, I don't think.
That's a very old-fashioned word.
I would have thought they would test for STDs.
But they're not, like, specimens.
It's going to get pretty ripe in there.
It's not Handmaid's Tale.
Do you know what she's tested positive for? Agnew.
Russell Crowe was on the Pong with a former co-star.
Unflattering rumours being peddled by Renee Zellweger, who did Cinderella Man, and says she could not put up with his pungent body odour. Put it this way, you know who I was thinking about? Whoever bought, remember someone bought his codpiece from that movie?
Oh, yes. Oh,
imagine how woofy that would be. Robert Stomper, he would have been probably on the bugle.
Our own Luke Boner's overnight callers were dozing off, waiting to chat to him.
Jason at Gladstone. He's gone to sleep, listen. He is in desperate need of a CPAP machine.
Sigrid Thornton joined us and left the door open for a sea change for Mick.
I did try to get Mick Molloy in there, but,
name's
you know,
Papa.
And there's always time.
It's never
Come
too
on,
late.
Let's do it,
and I'm not actually joking.
Come on, we'll do it.
You do know what you're saying, honestly.
I'll be plumbing.
You've been drinking. What's going on?
After Dave O'Neill's recent appearance on Celebrity Name Game, he thought he'd get Mick and Jane involved.
So it's a body of water, not quite a river.
The Red Sea.
Smaller than a river. Like.
It's a TV show.
It's a TV show. Not a lake. No, the other way. Bigger than a pond.
Stream.
Bigger than a pond. Like a stupid
creek.
Whose creek?
Show is it?
Oh, that man's creek.
Dawson's creek.
Dawson's creek.
The second Ashes test kicked off at Lord's, and Adam Gilchrist joined us to preview the catering.
Lunch at Lord's.
Oh,
three-course a la carte meal. You know, in this day and age of sports science and nutritionists and all that, Mike Gatting, a former England player,
yes.
I'm not sure if you've seen the Gat and what his nickname was, Fat Gat, was throughout his career. And captain at Lord's at Middlesex, there's probably good reason he made the most of those lunches.
And Mick's cricket on the TV saga continues.
How's Channel 9? Do you reckon they've got it in for me?
No.
They've cancelled two of my own TV shows and now made it impossible for me to listen to the Ashes test.
We discovered a cartel war had broken out in Mexico.
The green gold.
Over avocados.
There is no room on the breakfast table for an avocado.
Are you saying we're not allowed to have avocados because there's a cartel war in Mexico?
There's one luxury item that you have to forgo. It's an avocado, toots.
We're not importing our avocados from Mexico. We come from Queensland, you goose.
Is it?
You be very careful.
Do you know what you're going to have?
I support the avocado industry.
You're going to have a kumquat.
Newly crowned Gold Logie winner Tom Gleeson dropped by.
Where do you keep the Logie?
Well, I've just got it in my office at the moment, but I bring it in when I'm working in Hard Quiz, the ABC. I put it next to my Australia's Brainiest Radio Star trophy.
What's the brainiest host? How come I haven't won that?
It was 2006.
I'll smash you, Gleeson.
It was hosted by Sandra Sully 2 days after I was fired from Triple M.
For that very reason.
Thursday, Paul Kelly brought his guitar in and performed a stripped-back version of How to Make Gravy.
Who's going to make the gravy now?
I hope you're happy, Paul Kelly. You made Jane Kennedy bawl like a baby.
I bet it won't taste the same.
It's such a sweet song. And it's just when I hear the guitar start, it makes me go the blump.
And Paul revealed the story behind the track.
So I wrote it for a Christmas charity record that was put together by Lindsay Fields, who sings and plays guitar
He's a good
Johnny
guy.
Farm.
God, they must have just gone, thanks very much for that. Beats Jingle Bells, I have to say.
We caught up with Jim Jeffries in LA, who'd recently been summoned to his son's school.
He goes to the fanciest private school. All the other parents are famous people and all type of stuff, and they bring me into the school about a month ago, and his mum, and they go, oh, we got a problem with Hanky, he can't read. And I went, 40 grand a year, that sounds like a you problem, not a me problem.
But the week's big development.
Have you had a haircut?
No, I haven't.
Really?
I washed it.
Oh,
that's what it is.
I've got a new shampoo.
Have
A new shampoo and conditioner.
Your hair looks wavy.
It's quite soft. Do you want to touch it?
No.
No.
Touch it.
Okay.
Oh, yes. God.
Oh, my God, it's so soft. Really? It really is.
You've just walked out of a salon.
All right, mate, you just have a shower, mate. That's all you need to bother
with. It really is soft.